It is a personal, it is absolutely a personal story, this hurricane.
The wall, and of course we were all like,
share that my sister had a fall and was brought to an emergency room in Wilmington, North Carolina, and she had to have surgery, and she's still in this hospital that has now become an island. You cannot get near it, and it's pretty, it's very frustrating, and oh my gosh, it's a mess. But what happens? You know, we talked a little bit yesterday with about the financial piece to this, but this is a bigger story. What happens to all the records? What happens to all the pieces of your life that you've put together? Well, joining us today is Anthony Cirillo, who is the president of the Aging Experience, and he helps healthcare organizations craft experiences and seize the opportunities for this aging market. And Anthony, you have some really great information for us today, and welcome. It's nice to have you back.
Oh, thanks for having me back.
So share with us about what's happened with this, with these disasters that are happening.
Well, I'll give you an example, and this doesn't have to do with Florence, though I'm sure those stories will emerge. But after the wildfires out in California, there was a couple news stories that were reporting on how people were having trouble kind of with their insurance company with reimbursement and with their claims. And essentially, the insurer was requiring them to do a detailed item-by-item inventory of the contents of their homes in order to get 100% of coverage. And foregoing that, they were reducing the payouts by 25%. And it really brought to light the fact that it's important to document things. And it's important not just to document things in, you know, in a paper form and keep them in a filing cabinet, because, you know, filing cabinets can't necessarily survive hurricanes, tornadoes, and wildfires. You also need to digitize that as well. During Florence, and I'm in the Charlotte area myself, we were thankfully spared, but you know, we were following people on Facebook, and people were telling people to, you know, document, you know, take videos of your the contents in your house, take photographs and things like that. That's a good first step, but then you need to kind of organize them in a logical way so that you can access them, and that's kind of where the next step in the puzzle is.
So obviously, documentation is really critical, and my nephew is with his father. They're in a hotel. His home with my sister is on a street that's flooded. They have no idea if the cars are gone or how deep the water is, because they can't get back right now. But it's really a very frightening time. And we had in Massachusetts three communities affected by a gas explosion where 75 homes were affected. I think 15 of them were totally destroyed. A couple of people, one person was killed, a couple have been seriously injured. I mean, this is disruptive in all areas, Anthony.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, when it happens, you know, kind of this, you know, flight or fight or flight kind of instinct kicks in, and then, you know, people who can buckle down and just get organized and get the things done that they need to get done obviously fare better if they can think, you know, less emotionally and more logically. And frankly, that's kind of where, so I'm working with a group that has a cloud storage solution that you might think of as Dropbox on steroids. And basically it allows you to document all of these things and categorize these things. And the beauty is that it's available 24/7. So, you know, if you did follow the directions of people who said, you know, let's put it on your phone or whatever, but what happens if the phone was damaged during the storm and things like that? So you really do need to upload it to a cloud of some sort to get, quick access to it. And so that's kind of an important second step that people sometimes, overlook, because when you're in an emergency situation and you need to pull up this information quickly, it helps. I mean, ironically, just as Florence was approaching, I had a leak in my house from something totally unrelated. But thankfully, you know, I also, you know, I have a music room and I have guitars in that room and all these types of things. And I have all of those guitars documented and receipts of ownership and serial numbers and all those types of things. You know, a lot of people do document that, but again, a lot of it's paper. And again, paper can be destroyed. So, you know, digitally documenting your life, in essence, is a very important thing.
So do you recommend now, before the storm hits again, before anyone is in that situation, that your home should have one place with all the important papers, if you can, in one specific place? Secondly, to start taking photographs of each room that you have in your home and your apartment?
Absolutely. And the thing is that, you know, if you have a paper copy, I mean, I think more and more people, households, you know, maybe have a small safe or something they can put it in, or people are, you know, doing safety deposit boxes, things like that. But, you know, it sounds intimidating to do this. And so that's why you do it beforehand. And, you know, some of our, the users of it's called Digital Life Cloud. You know, our super users can document every purchase they made, receipts. If the wallet is stolen, they've actually digitized all the contents of their wallet, medical records all in one place, car records, registrations, repair receipts, all types of things. And so it seems like it's overwhelming, but one of our advisors, Dorothy, the organizer, she's on the Hoarders show, basically says, you know, just start somewhere. You may just want to start with, you know, documenting and saving your taxes. Now, I know a lot of accounts have portals that, you know, I could access, but I don't have it all in one place. So when you use a cloud service and you can have everything in one place, it's important. But, you know, you shouldn't be overwhelmed by it. If you just think about it right now and say, where can I start? And it even might just go by going into your physical file cabinet, like I have one in a spare bedroom, and going through the files that way and maybe taking pictures of documents and things like that as a way to start. And, you know, over months, you'll realize just how much you're getting done. And interestingly, it's not just for what we call the oops moments, you know, when tragedy, but it's also for the ah moments. It's like, you know, we've had conversations in the past, you know, if you're moving mom to assisted living or something like that, and it's a very hard thing to do, especially when you're talking about belongings. And maybe, you know, they can't bring everything, or, you know, they can't bring all the photo albums, or they can't bring all the furniture. So if you document it and document keepsakes, even if you're going to give them to charity or other family members, and, you know, hey, my mom had an iPad and she was 94 when she passed. So, you know, if you can access them, then at least you have memories there. And that's just as important. So like we say, it's the oops moments in life, but also
absolutely. Anthony, from the Aging Experience, president of the Aging Experience, give us the best website, please.
Yes, for this, it's go to digitallifecloud.com/justrocket. digitallifecloud.com/justrocket.
Thank you so much, Anthony. We'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned, BizTalk Radio.